Jan has brought a very special guest in the studio, someone who's got a lot of links to the entertainment game. Jen, who have we got?
We have the lovely Rudy Baker in today. He's a friend of mine, but aside from that, he's a writer, actor, producer, and he's just written a film called Deadish, which is going to star Rhys Darby. How exciting for you. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks so much for having me. And yeah, it is super exciting.
Because you're filming again. That's huge news for the entertainment game,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's been quiet with COVID over the last, 10, 11 months now. Yeah, so it's been a hard slog for a lot of creatives out there, not just actors, but musicians and anyone who's in the creative game.
Absolutely.
So it's good that production's getting back.
And now you're green lit and you're going to make your very first movie.
That's right, yeah. So we're going to go into production next year. And yes, it's been a long journey to get to this stage, but it's very exciting to be.
I remember coming to your house about a year ago and there was all post-it notes all across the wall where you're starting to piece together the whole thing, and now it's finally here. It must be amazing for you to see it actually happen.
It is, yeah. Like I said, it's been a long journey. Can I talk about the film just for a little bit?
Please tell us what it's about.
I'm just fascinated. Rhys Darby's involved. You've got to get into that story about how you got him in, but tell us about Deadish, yeah?
The film is called Deadish. It's a dark, quirky comedy. My character, Herman, he's a loser, for want of a better word. He's downtrodden. His wife hates him.
We all love him.
His stepdaughter doesn't respect him. Not much going on in his life. He inherits his father's funeral home when his father dies in mysterious circumstances out in the country. Goes out with a view to sell the funeral home, cash out, but realises there's a bunch of quirky misfits who work at the funeral home who depend on the home for their livelihood. So
already love it.
Yeah, so Herman is drawn into this world of death and funerals and has to try and revive this crappy funeral home.
Rhys Darby's Herman?
No, I'm playing Herman.
You're playing Herman. Yeah, oh, my God, we've got Herman here with us.
Yeah. Rhys Darby plays Roger Wisp, the owner of Whispers of Compassion, the rival funeral home in town.
Clever name, guys. Like what you did there.
He's playing a shonk. He's playing a dodgy town mayor and funeral home owner. Yeah.
Right. And so you two go head to head, obviously, in competition with each other.
Yeah, we do. And we're just so happy to have Rhys on board. I think he's one of the funniest guys in Hollywood right now.
I absolutely love him. I watched every single episode of Flight of the Conchords and he made that show. And of course, he's in Jumanji and so many other things. He's such a talent. What a get.
He's busy. The guy doesn't stop working. He's just always working.
Yeah.
So we approached his agents thinking that we might have a shot at getting to him during COVID. You know, perhaps he's a little quieter. And lo and behold, he read the script, loved it. And
come on board.
Yeah. Which is a huge boost for us.
Absolutely. To know that Rhys Darby thinks your film is hilarious. I mean, winning.
Yeah.
So good.
So you haven't you haven't blocked out any parts yet? You haven't read any script throughs on Zoom together with any of the other stars?
Or? No, we haven't yet with Rhys. We've been dealing only with his agents so far. But that'll be the next step before we go into production next year. We've got to work around Rhys's schedule. He's very busy.
Yeah.
And so we look at shooting about October next year.
That's so awesome. Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
I never knew the process of movies that long. I'm thinking that's a long way to go, but in between there, the writing, and then you've got to scout locations, and then you've got to get, find extras and, the right sort of bits and pieces, don't you, from there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And get all the budget. Have you got enough money?
Yeah. That's it too. You've got to beg, borrow and steal from wherever you can.
There's any investors out there then listening in?
Any cashed up investors who are maybe big Flight of the Conchords fan, hit us up.
Absolutely.
Is it a release for cinema or streaming? Or?
It will be, yeah. So thankfully we've just secured an Australian New Zealand distribution deal through a company called Umbrella, which is a big boost for us. So it will be going to cinemas. We're looking at probably a 2022 release into cinemas.
God, it's a long way out, isn't
it?
So exciting, isn't it?
These things take time, though. Yeah.
Gosh, and you've been in so many commercials and you've acted your whole career, and obviously you wrote this for yourself to appear in it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And you've worked with some amazing people, too, just before we let you go. The big man, Russell Crowe, am I right?
Yeah, I did a couple of jobs with Russell. Yeah, that's right.
What's he like?
You know what? He's actually great. He's great to work with. He's got a lot of passion,
okay,
and just a lot of, enthusiasm. He loves the creative side of it.
Yeah, right. And, he's a professional.
I saw Unhinged the other day, and I'm thinking that's probably more like the Russell I remember. But that's all the public side of him. It's just he's a scary dude when he wants to be.
He is. I don't think he suffers fools lightly.
Yeah.
But he's yeah, he's passionate about what he does and just wants to get the best, I think, outcome and the best product that he can.
Good on him. He's a pro. Who knew? Look at you go. Well, listen, Rudy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks
we
so
wish
much
you all
me.
The very best with Dedish. We'll be keeping you updated,
yeah.
Everyone out there in the Zinc family, because we have a local legend here that's written a movie, and it's going to be amazing. So congratulations and thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rudy.